There's no better time to upgrade your phone at Walmart, because when you sign up for AT&T Next, you can upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for zero down. AT&T Next lets you upgrade every 12 months, so there's only one place for wireless. Walmart, more ways to Christmas joy.
Requires eligible installment agreement, qualified credit, and wireless service plan. Tax due at sale. If canceled, wireless service device balance due. New device after 1 year requires 12 installments, eligible trade-in, and new purchase. Other charges and restrictions apply. See AT&T.com/next or a store for details.
Salutations, Mets fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, and with me this week is Greg Karam. Greg, the Rangers of Texas added Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson to their Rule 5 AAA protection list to keep him from getting poached in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft. So with that in mind, what athlete from another sport would you like to randomly protect for the Mets Rule 5 draft? And you can't say Logan Verrett. It has to be from another sport.
I think that with this type of question, you want to protect somebody who could actually have some like utility to your team. So given how difficult baseball is, you know, you want somebody who's either going to be able to throw hard or is fast. And so I'm going to go with somebody who's fast. So I'm going to protect Usain Bolt. And, you know, maybe he could run the bases for us someday.
Shockingly, Greg, I went in a second division soccer direction with this question.
That's not surprising.
So, reportedly, at the end of the transfer window, Sheffield Wednesday, my team, of course, had a £1.5 million transfer offer from Derby County for Eddie Newhue, who I have mentioned at length, I think both on this podcast and on Twitter. Mm. You know, Eddie Newhue is basically the soccer / Albanian equivalent. I mean, it's complicated. He's originally from Kosovo. He considers himself Albanian, but he grew up in Austria and plays, you know, for the Austrian, affiliated for, with Austria for terms of like national team stuff.
Okay.
But it's the Albanian equivalent of Josh Satin.
Ah, okay. Does he have the same eyebrows or not really?
He does not.
Okay.
But so yeah, the sole reason would be to then sell him for Derby County, because the Mets could use the £1.5 million right about now.
Wait, so he got sold?
No, he did not get. They turned down the offer.
Okay, good.
The Mets are not. The Mets can't afford to turn down that offer. It's sad that my second division soccer team is losing £6 million a year, and is, you know, almost as financially insolvent as the Mets, is not as financially insolvent as the Mets.
Mm. Seems that you gravitate towards that type of situation.
Apparently, I mean, they were both good when I started rooting for them. So I guess that's the lesson here.
Gotta be careful.
It's true. So this episode 97, I think. It's been a while, you guys. I didn't actually bother at any point in time today to actually confirm that, but I'm pretty sure it's episode 97. And the title of episode 97 is "The Podcast Is Also Cursed." That's bad. But it comes with your choice of shortstops. That's good. The shortstops contain potassium benzoate. That's bad. Addition. Because the podcast is cursed. There'll be more Simpsons references to come, as we are almost at episode 100, I think. We're kind of running out of ideas. But yeah, we were going to record this last Wednesday in the middle of the winter meetings. And then it seemed like the Mets might do something, but not by Wednesday night. So we pushed it back to Friday at the end of the winter meetings, so we didn't have to talk about all the rumors that were happening the first couple of days of the winter meetings that unsurprisingly did not come to fruition. There'll be no Nice and G for Jerks and Profar discussion on this podcast, nor if I had my druthers would there ever be. Then Friday, I may have forgotten my mic, and my third string mic and second string computer combination did not work. And we were going to record Saturday, but I got caught out running errands. Greg couldn't record Sunday, so here we are on Monday night, and nothing's changed. Fortunately, the Mets have done nothing.
Yeah, we didn't waste our breath.
We have not wasted anyone's time yet. We'll see how the rest of the show goes.
Yes.
So the agenda is much the same as it would have been Friday night, at least. Different than it would have been Wednesday. The Mets signed John Mayberry Jr., a real major leaguer to a real major league contract. So we'll discuss that. We'll also discuss the Rule 5 draft, which may or may not involve actual major leaguers in 2015. And we will have one more omnibus edition of Shortstop Avenue Audio to cover everyone else we haven't already covered on Shortstop Avenue Audio, basically. And there's been some recent enough news that you'll get to hear the jingle. And we'll answer your emails. We have six of those, and a couple extras come in this afternoon, which are more timely than some of the rest of them that are going on a week old. But we'll deal with what comes as it comes. Mm-hmm. And we'll kick things off with a discussion of John Mayberry Jr. John Mayberry Jr. is now a Met. And much like your run-of-the-mill minor league free agent with a non-roster invitee, he got the played-out sarcastic World Series Here We Come shtick on Mets Twitter.
That happens with every signing, though, doesn't it?
You know? They could literally sign Max Scherzer, and they'd probably find some reason to be mad about it. But I will say, Mayberry, I think as we discussed sort of when we talked about the Kadire signing some weeks back, I think his skill set is particularly useful to this 2015 Mets roster as it is currently constructed. He does one thing well, and if you do one thing well, especially if that's hit lefties, catch or play shortstop, you can play for a while. I would not try John Mayberry Jr. at shortstop or catcher, but he can hit lefties.
That he can. And he can also play the outfield, play a little first base, apparently. So it's a good fit, as provided that they use him properly.
Yeah, so we will get to that.
Yeah,
he's sort of the bench version of Michael Kadire. Which I think is useful in a couple of ways. It allows them to really load up on lefty mashers when there's a lefty on the mound, play Kadire at first and Mayberry in a corner, or vice versa. I mean, neither's a great corner outfielder. So you can, you know, mix and match, I think, positions as needed there. In 2014, which was a very bad offensive year for him, he still hit 243, 341, 513 with more walks than strikeouts against lefties. And for his career, he's hit 269, 324, 533 with 30 home runs and 490 plate appearances. Now, it's not the biggest sample in the world, but it's big enough that you start to, you know, look at it with a out of the corner of your eye and go, oh, that's something. There might be something there. Yeah. It's Scott Hairston. Everyone likes Scott Hairston.
Exactly.
Scott Hairston is a useful major league player. Or Scott Hairston, when he's hitting 269, 324, 533 against lefties, is a useful major league player.
Yes.
But it does get down, as you mentioned, Greg, to how this is actually going to be managed. One of the reasons he had such bad overall numbers this year is his plate appearances were split almost evenly between lefties and righties. Now, you're not going to get zero at-bats against right-handed pitching. It's just not going to happen because you're going to bring him in as a pinch hitter, and they're going to, you know, you're going to announce him as a pinch hitter late in games, and they're going to swap out the lefty on the mound for a righty. You know, you might be up 11-3, and you're not pulling him late in games when they bring in a right-handed reliever. So you're not going to get a situation where he gets every, you're not going to try to leverage every single at bat. But you don't want a 50-50 split like in 2014. And for his career, he has more plate appearances against right-handed pitching than left-handed pitching. And we have enough evidence now that that's an atrocious idea. He has hit 224, 293, 365 with a 26% K rate. That's bad for a right-handed hitting corner outfielder. Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons that happened in defense of John Mayberry, he was not used optimally because the Philadelphia Phillies kept trying to make him a starter because they hated Dominic Brown. I mean, he really should have been platooning with Dominic Brown and Ryan Howard throughout much of his career in Philadelphia, and that didn't happen for a variety of reasons.